听力课堂，听 class.com。
Lesson 11. Enigma. Ignominious. Antipathy. Servile. Extraneous. Sojourn. Penury. Epitome. Inherent. Confer. Autonomy. Feasible. Degrading. Meager. Increment. Steroid. Predicament. Spleen. Churlish. Reprisal. Dissolving. Dilemma. Problematic. Lethal. Inflated. Salutary. Tensile. Makeshift. Tantrum. Respite. Avid. Awesome. Juvenile. Quarantine. Muddle. Indent. Tenet. Transcribe. Extol. Electrode. Mayhem. Tab. Dreg. Shambles. Navel. Frill. Bountiful. Acclaim. Bog. Celestial. Entail. Muzzle. Girdle. Passage 1. Henry Thoreau attempted to confront the problem and solve the enigma of how one might earn a living and yet not become an ignominious slave to the task. He viewed the Industrial Revolution with antipathy. Man in a servile role to extraneous possessions was a main target of his writing. He believed that one could attain genuine wealth not by accumulating objects or money, but through enjoyment and perusal of nature. By his own volition, he gave up friends and comforts for a 2-year sojourn by himself at Walden Pond. What others might judge as a penury was seen by Thoreau as the epitome of wealth. Passage 2. Medical consumerism, like all sorts of consumerism, only more medicinally, is designed to be unsatisfying. The prolongation of life and the search for perfect health, beauty, youth, happiness, are inherently self-defeating. The law of diminishing returns necessarily applies. You can make higher percentage of people survive into their 80s and 90s, but as any geriatric ward shows, that is not the same as to confer enduring mobility, awareness, and autonomy. Extending life grows medically feasible, but it is often a life deprived of everything, and one exposed to a degrading neglect as resources grow overstretched and politics turn mean. What an ignominious destiny for medicine if its future turned out to be bestowing meager increments of unenjoyed life. It would mirror the fates of athletics, in which the disproportionate energies and resources, not least medical ones, like illegal steroids, are now invested to shave records by milliseconds. And, it goes without saying, the logical extension of longevism, the abolition of death, would not be a solution, but only an exacerbation. To air these predicaments is not anti-medical spleen, a churlish reprisal against medicine for its victories, but simply to face the growing reality of medical power not exactly without responsibility, but with dissolving goals. Hence, medicine's finest hour becomes the dawn of its dilemmas. For centuries, medicine was impotent, and hence unproblematic. From the Greeks to the Great War, its job was simple: to struggle with lethal diseases and gross disabilities, to ensure live births and to manage pain. It performed these uncontroversial tasks by and large with meager success. Today, with mission accomplished, medicine's triumphs are dissolving in disorientation. Medicine has led to vastly inflated expectations which the public has eagerly swallowed. Yet as these expectations grow unlimited, they become unfulfillable. The task facing medicine in the 21st century will be to redefine its limits even as it extends its capacities.